We arrived in Auschwitz, August 22, 1944. This was like at the end already, because, like I said, the Russians were, the Americans were in the war with the, helping the Russians, and of course England. And we were one of the last ghettos. As a matter of fact, in Yad Vashem, we had assigned the longest ghetto. We had an exhibit of all the ghettos, and the large ghetto was, we assigned the longest ghetto in the Holocaust, which was Lodz, where I was. So we were evacuated, we went to Auschwitz. I remember going into the cattle cars, and it was packed, like 500 people. There was a bowl for your toilet, a bowl. No water, no food. They dragged us for 2 days and two nights. People were dying all around us. We had to stand up. There was no room where to sit, I remember. And after 2 days, they opened the wagons and people were falling out dead. And all I remember is from this opening of the doors was the German green uniforms and the high boots with the German shepherds. I love dogs today, but when I see a German shepherd, I freeze. I just remember the memories come back. And everything was schnell, 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 hurry, hurry, line up. They separated men on one side, women and children on the other side. I went with my mother, my aunt, and her little boy. And my father and my uncle went on the other side. As we were lining up, my mother saw a neighbor of ours who came to Auschwitz with this little girl. I don't know how he saved her till then. It was a miracle that she was still with us in 1944. But he came with her to Auschwitz. His wife had died of starvation in the ghetto. And he had this child. And my mother said, and he had to leave this child no matter what, because the man had no children. So my mother said to him, let me have your child, I'll take care of her. She took this child by the hand and she held it tight. My brother was, I was 14, my brother was 12. So we lined up singularly. First was my mother, and then was my little brother, and then was I, and after me was my aunt. Before we knew it, we stood in front of Mengele. And he looked at my mother. My mother was dark. She was 37 years old. My mother, and he said to her, he asked her, is this your kind? Is this your child? And my mother said, yes. She wouldn't let go of the child's hand. She wouldn't let the child stand alone. And he motioned her to the left. My little brother was frail. He motioned him to the left. He looked at me, and he motioned me to the right. Didn't ask me anything. I started to cry. I wanted to run with my mother. I said, out of nowhere, I don't know, an inmate came over to me. She stepped, and she said in Polish, she spoke Polish to me, and she says, don't you dare move. Not only did she tell me not to move, but she stood in my way. I couldn't take a step. She was in front of me. And like she was talking to me, and don't you move from here, and don't you do this. And I cried, and I cried, I want to be with my mother. They sent us to the bathhouse, you know. I came there, and they shaved my head. And I was beside myself. I was left alone in Auschwitz at the age of 14. So what can be worse? My mother was 37 years, and she wouldn't let go of this little child, of our neighbor's child. Maybe she would have lived if she would, but my brother was behind her. I don't think she would. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if it wasn't for this little girl, if she would survive, or she would probably wouldn't left her little boy there. She would, I don't know. I don't know. I always think about it. I have no answer. And they shaved my head. They disinfected me, not with water. I didn't take a shower. They put powder all over us. And they handed me one dress. A dress was about two sizes too big, a pink dress, and high heel shoes like this. This was my wardrobe. No undergarments, nothing. This was August, so it was still warm. September in Eastern Europe, where Auschwitz was, is September is getting cold. I remember staying on the Zellerpel, my feet. I couldn't walk in those shoes. I was always barefoot. And my feet froze to the ground. Zellerpel was 4 hours. They woke us up at 5 o'clock in the morning and we stood there till 8 o'clock. I mean, they tortured us. And I was in Auschwitz, horrible. It was a horror story, Auschwitz. And I was all alone. But I have to say that the camaraderie among us was very good. We tried to help each other. What could we do? We could rub each other's back when it was cold for body warmth. Or we gave each other hope. It's going to be over, it's going to be over, hold on. We just punched the cheeks so it's red, so we look good. If there was another selection, they didn't want, because they always took the weaker and the ones who looked bad. They always took into the selection, and everybody wanted to live. We wanted to live. We wanted to be liberated. But I had the worst time, because without my mother, a child, you know, at this age, I was all alone. But I befriended two sisters. One sister was a little older than I was. And she really took me under her wing. She was wonderful. But then after a few weeks, they sent us someplace, and I stayed in Auschwitz. And I had other people. I don't know, I always had people around me. People were nice to me. After 6 weeks in Auschwitz, they transferred us to Bergen-Belsen, because they were liquidating. This was already September, October, you know, so they liquidated already. The Russians were approaching. So they sent us to Bergen-Belsen.